So we need to recognize who's at hand. A lot of times we're looking around at somebody else. So-and-so don't like me, and so-and-so, this going on. You need to recognize who the thief is. I ain't got time to read my Bible. That's a thief. Because what you need is in the pages of those books. And the Holy Spirit living on the inside of you, ready to reveal to you and show you and show you and make known to you what's yours with revelation knowledge. Anybody here tonight? Hallelujah. So it says the thief cometh not. His purpose is to steal. How did he steal? You know what a thief, he just don't walk up and take your stuff. He wait till you turn your back or wait till you think you're not around or you're not aware of him. You know, we got pickpockets. When I was in Israel in 1998, I think that's a long time, isn't it? It's almost 20 years ago. It was 98, wasn't it? It was 98. 97? No, it was 98, because it was 98. But anyway, we'll sell that at home. But the point, they told us, we was in Israel, said, you better watch your pockets. They can pick your pocket and you not know it. A thief want to take something that's not his, that belongs to you, and take it from you. And that's what Satan's been trying to do, is to get you not to trust God, not to put your confidence in God, and not agree with God, because his job is to steal from you. And the only way you can please God, you got to use what God gave you to please him with. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves, a gift of God. That's what Ephesians 2 and 8 says. Now, the thief cometh not before to steal, kill, and to destroy. But I am come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. Jesus said, that's the reason why I came. Now, he wants to steal your faith that God has given you. See, when you got born again, God gave you the major faith. See, you have faith if you're born again. You got it. You got the major. But Romans 12:3, put that up for me. Romans 12:3. Romans chapter 12, verse 3. It's coming. It's coming. Almost here. There it is. Now listen. It's very important, y'all, that you listen to what the Lord is saying tonight. For I say, now listen to what he say. For I say, through the faith, through the grace that is given unto me, and to every man that is among you, what? Not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think how? According as God has dealt to who? To each man a measure of faith. God has dealt to each person, each man, every man, the measure of faith. God has gave to each man, every man, the measure, a measure of faith of the measure of faith. Every man that's born again, Paul said, God has given to you the measure of faith. Now you got to go with me now. God has given to every man the measure of faith, right? Now let's go to Hebrew 11:6. God has given to every man. You got to stay with me tonight. God had dealt to every man the measure of faith. So when the devil tells you that you don't have it, he lying. When the enemy tells you, or when a situation arises, if you're born again, you have the measure of faith. And that measure of faith is the God kind of faith. What did the God kind of faith do? In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness stood upon the face of the deep, right? And the Spirit of God did what? Moved upon the faces of the water, and God said, what did God do? God said, let there be light, and there was light. All right. So we know that faith is released through words. And so God dealt that measure of faith that he has to you and me. And what God said, what happened? God said what? Let there be light. What happened? Light showed up, didn't it? Huh? Didn't light show up? Well, God has dealt to you and to me that kind of faith. That's his faith, that God kind of faith. That when you speak, when he spoke, what he said showed up. Then, stay with me now. We're not leaving it. Then, when he made man, he said, let us make man, how? In our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fishes, sea, fowl of the air, and so forth and so on. And then it's, and other word, God is a speaking spirit. You follow me now? Who is God? God is a speaking spirit, and he said, let us make man in our image after our likeness. So God created you and me a speaking spirit. Are you with me? And so he said, so if you're going with God now, you're going with God, you're going to get the things of God. He'll call you into his kingdom, and everything in his kingdom is full and nothing missing, nothing broken. Do you follow me tonight? Nothing. I mean, absolute nothing. Everything you think of, everything you can't think of, it's already in the kingdom. Now you've been born into that kingdom and you have access to it. You're joint heir with Jesus Christ. All of it belongs to you. How you access it, he gave you faith because Satan don't have it. He can't access a thing from the kingdom of God.